In terms of your own life in the future, I mean, if you had to do one thing or the other, if you had to, you know, if you had to give up being in a band, being in your band, being in U2, or giving up the work you're doing for poverty, like, which one would go?
That's I can't live without music. I don't think I physically could live without music, because it's the thing that allows me to feel normal. It's like asking a psychotic person to do without their lithium. however, there are people out there whose lives are dependent on people like me, who have access to the agents of change, and I would have to take a very, very big, deep breath before I gave up that access. What I'm hoping is that the social movement that is growing around our issues will be so strong that in the event of somebody like me not being around, that they won't notice. Because social movements in the end carry the day, not rock stars. Yeah, and that's always been the way. I mean, rock star on any level.
Yes. Individuals.
And individuals. Social movements always carry the day, and it is growing now. On our one campaign in the last week, it's up to 1,300 campuses have signed on. There is, multi-millions of actions going on online as we speak now. People talking to each other, getting busy. And they're all, I think, as well as having a heart for the most vulnerable, poorest people in the world, I think what's going on is they are redefining their country through the prism of the fight against extreme poverty. But I think what's actually going on is they want a different version of America than their fathers and their mothers. And I think the thing I'm really, which I wasn't planning to talk about, I think the issues of extreme poverty, ending something like malaria, which kills, thousands of children every day die of a mosquito bite. I mean, it's just maddening. And it's so not complicated to fix this problem. There are, AIDS is a complicated problem to fix.
Yes, of course.
But, and I think through, I think our the issues like this afford a chance to America to redescribe itself to the world. Yes, but it also, issues like this also afford America a chance to redescribe itself to its citizens. It's like, I feel that's going on. I feel people are very nauseous at the moment about being perceived as the enemy. Imagine that.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine the country that liberated Europe, not only liberated Europe, but rebuilt Europe with the Marshall Plan. The country of Omaha Beach, the heroism of people who gave their lives for, people like my dad and, people who lived in Europe, and, farmers and teachers and doctors. And I mean, this is the United States of America. And by the way, concerning the presidential election, whoever fixes that problem gets elected. People say, oh, it's all about the economy. It's not. This is the first time it's not about the economy, stupid. It's not about the economy, stupid. It's about turn that around. We're the United States of America, and we do not like being seen as the enemy. After Abu Ghraib...
Oh, that was the end of the story.
People I know were making reasonable, rational, educated people were saying the most despicable things about America. Just saying, what's the difference here between, this is the Roman Empire, this is like, I just thought, wow. Now, on the campuses, leaders of Rolling Stone, working mothers want their country back. I think it's a wave, and I think the next generation are just going to roll right over us, and I don't know quite how it's going to work out, but there's a new kind of hard-headed idealism out there, which is not about let's hold hands and, you know, wish away the world's problems. People who are ready to get busy, get active, change the world one brick at a time, one dormitory at a time, one, you know, and that really is, that's a reason to get out of bed for me.